Good morning. It is 10 a.m. We are here today, July 13, 2020, via Zoom meeting for the pre-hearing conference of OPAPA 20-004, GRN Air Conditioning and Refrigeration Inc. versus the Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability is Jarek Hernandez. Will appellant JRN please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Julian Newcomb, attorney for the appellant JRN Air Conditioning and the president of the appellant JRN Air Conditioning, Mr. Julius.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GMHA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, Minakshi Hamlani present for the Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. I entered my appearance just last Friday.
Okay. Are there any institutional representatives that will be attending?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you. We may proceed.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. And I'm very happy that the hospital has hired counsel.
Yes.
Thank you very much for making your entering your appearance last week. I'm concerned that I did not, I can't remember if at the last hearing I set a date for the filing of a, for the comments to the agency report. Ms. Newcomb, did you understand that we?
No, Mr. Cruz, no date, my understanding was set. I believe the agency report was filed the morning of the first status conference.
Okay. I've been playing a little bit of catch up, and I think I have all the documents. I'll confirm that with Ms. Newcomb on the side, but I wondered if the public auditor will be setting a schedule for hearing briefs or dates to submit witness or exhibit lists or, you know, just in preparation.
I wanted to do that today, but in as much as there are no comments to no comments were filed, why don't I allow for time for comments to be filed?
I would actually very much appreciate that. And then I know Ms. Hamlani is playing catch up. I think that we could use that time to also allow her to get up to speed. And then Ms. Hamlani, just for your information, prior to this first status conference on July 1st, the appellants did submit a brief that agrees with a lot of what you said about exchanging witness lists, exhibit lists, and things like that.
Right. Just to be clear, I do have a status conference brief. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. It's the one that should have been filed on June 29th.
Okay. I do have that. And then I looked at what the GMH submitted. I don't know if if the public auditor allows it, I wouldn't mind filing a supplemental agency report, because I think what was filed was just the minimum of what was required by the GAR. But if I can set forth some more information and then, you know, Ms. Newcomb can respond to that, it'll help narrow what we're focusing on.
Yes, it would, because in fact, Jarek and I were just talking before we started, and I reviewed the agency, purported to be the agency report, and I was
I'm not going to comment, Your Honor. They're not attorneys, you know. So,
yeah.
I'd like to assist the public auditor and, you know, make it a little more clear on what we are talking about here.
Would you have enough time by this Friday or next Monday?
I think this Friday is enough time. I don't want to belabor this. I appreciate you providing me with more time, but this Friday should be good. I can submit a supplemental agency report, and I just want to double check. I do have a copy of the binder that was submitted to the OPA. Was a copy given to you as well, Ms. Newcomb, of the procurement record?
No, okay, so. But they GMHA was able to assure me at the last status conference that the procurement record submitted was substantially identical to the records that were given to the appellant prior. But if you are able to send me a copy of the binder electronically, that would be really appreciated.
It's pretty huge, but I want to make sure that we're on the same playing field. So I don't mind doing that, just to confirm that, you know, we're dealing with the same thing. So by Friday for a supplemental agency report and then time for comment is fine, public auditor. And then if you later want to set that hearing schedule and, you know, give us some dates, we can work with that.
Okay, well, why don't we just get it moving at least? Why don't, so the 17th for the agency to submit a report, or supplemental. And then Ms. Newcomb, I'll expect by the 24th.
It's actually by law for the agents, the comments agency report is 10 calendar days from the receipt of agency report, and then the agency has 5 working days to rebut.
So the comments
will be due on the July 27th, and then the agency will have till 1, 2, 3, 4. August 3rd, I believe, for the rebuttal.
Why don't we also set a motion filing deadline, Jerick?
So initially it was set, and then we reset it to July 10th, but we can maybe just give it another a week from today.
Well, they're going to need to see each other's comments.
Okay. So July 27th.
And I'm so sorry, just to be clear, the deadline for the rebuttal would be August
3rd.
August 3rd?
Yes.
Okay. Perhaps a week out from the due date of the rebuttal could be the motion deadline, August 10th.
Would that give you enough time for someone to catch up?
Yes, it would, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay, why don't we do that? Have the motion hearing date set the 10th. Then
we usually do a week. So if it's on the 10th, then it'll be the opposition will be due on the 17th. And then the reply will be on the 24th.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Then you want to set a tentative motion hearing? Let's see. How about the tentative motion hearing on the 27th? That's a Thursday at 10 a.m.
That works for me.
That's fine.
And then we usually already set the filing deadline for hearing materials, the hearing briefs. So the deadline for the hearing materials, which would include the exhibit list, witness list, admissions of fact, list of issues, and other hearing documents, would be maybe on the September 1st.
Okay, that works for me.
Then the hearing brief will be a week later on the 8th. September 8th.
And I also assume then that the hearing will also be virtual over Zoom. I'm not sure whether OPA is going to resume in-person hearings anytime this year.
We have already held, like we're currently in a in-person hearing right now.
Okay.
We do, if there are off-island, you know, witnesses, we have arranged for video conferencing.
Okay, good to know. Just so that I can make travel arrangements.
Okay. Would the parties be available then on September 14th for the hearing?
Yes.
It'll be at 10 a.m. on September 14th.
Understood.
Okay, we'll sign a full order with all the dates for everybody, and we'll send it out this afternoon. All right, great. So just get all caught up and let's move this on along. And I thank everybody for being accommodating and wanting to move this thing as quickly as possible. I think it's in everybody's best interest.
Thank you as well. Just to confirm, is the electronic service that I'm providing to the OPA acceptable, or should I also send by fax? I don't know what you prefer.
So usually we do accept the hard copy just because we can give an official stamp.
Okay, I can do that.
So, but and if there are copies, we can receive that electronically.
Okay, then what I can do is have it stamp received because I'm here on Guam, and then I'll have an electronic service to Ms. Newcomb.
Yes.
Thank you. If there's anything on my end, Ms. Hemlani, that would help you get caught up to speed, just let me know. I'll send it over.
Okay, I'll probably be contacting you so we can chat too.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wish everything worked out this well with all my other ones. Okay.
Okay.
We are off the record. We'll send you off the everything. We're adjourned.
We're off the record at 10:11 a.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.